Jacob Graham from Liverpool said he wanted to kill at least 50 people by attacking government buildings and politicians' houses. He'd filmed bomb-making experiments in his back garden, and Detective Chief Inspector Andrew Meeks says he shared his results on online chat forums.
Making that material available to others was considered to be assistance provided to other individuals who might go on to commit acts of terrorism, and that type of offence is a very serious one under the Terrorism Act.
Israeli forces say they've killed 20 Palestinian gunmen in Gaza's Shifa hospital. They raided the site after saying they were being fired on from inside. Meanwhile, the UN's warning famine is imminent in parts of Gaza, with 70% of the population in the north facing catastrophic hunger. Secretary General Antonio Guterres wants an immediate ceasefire.
I call on the Israeli authorities to ensure complete and unfettered access for humanitarian goods throughout Gaza, and for the international community to fully support our humanitarian efforts.
Vladimir Putin's being greeted by cheering crowds in Moscow's Red Square following his election victory, appearing at a rally to mark the anniversary of his country's annexation of Crimea. The five-term president declared all glory to Russia. The government's controversial Rwanda bills return to the Commons, where it could face more challenges from backbench MPs. Ministers are seeking to overturn attempts by members of the House of Lords to rewrite parts of the plan. In sport, Nottingham Forest say they're extremely disappointed after they were given a 4-point deduction for breaking Premier League financial rules. The club admitted to being more than £34 million over their allowable losses of £61 million, but claimed mitigating circumstances. Forest have 7 days to appeal the decision. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's Monday, 6 PM. Under the Radar on Phoenix FM. Welcome to another edition of Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM. Playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. And this week we have the new tracks from Ride, Lemon Twigs, Lexi Carroll. Album of the week this week comes from Bats. That's the second album of the week in a row out of Nashville. And we're going to start the show with two collaborations in a minute. One out of LA, but the first one a bit closer to home here in Southend-on-Sea, because we are going to hear from Ruskin. I've teamed up with Alfie Furman for this one. It's a good one, this one. This is called Real Life.
Nothing more than to feel alive, living a life that ain't real life. The seconds are falling away, turning the night.
That was Hazel English teaming up with Daywave there for that track out of LA, and that was called Jesse. Now we've got a new one from Barbara, regulars on the show. They're brothers from Hove, and they have supported recently Haircut 100, and they're about to go on tour with Paul Weller, so a lot of new fans are going to be hearing them for the first time on that tour. And they have released a new track. This is it. It's called Mein Fräulein. New one from Rum Rummer there, and Not Quite Over You. And that was Joe Bailey's Drive Show track of the week last week. And Rum Rummer is playing a London date on the 26th of this month. Now we've got the new one from Spielman from Leeds. And this is going to be on an EP, 15 Minutes with Spielman, which is out on May the 31st. This is called 10,000 Hours.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
new name to the show there. That's Club 8 from Sweden. And that track is called Daylight. Now we've got the last track from the Ride album before it's released on the 29th of this month. It's going to be called Interplay. And this single is called Monaco. That's Neve Ellar, second player of her new one, The Things We Say. Now, album of the week this week comes from Bats, and Bats is Jess Orr from Nashville. It's the second album of the week in a row out of Nashville. And she is a carpenter as well as a singer-songwriter. She's recorded this whole album live in her living room. This is her third album. It's called Good Game, Baby. I'm going to be playing two tracks from it tonight. This is the first one, Fingers on the Tear. Bats, and I should say that actually the album came out the week before last, but it actually completely passed me by last week. It was a busy week last week, and this week not such a busy week on the album front. So that's Bats, another one from them later on. Now we've got a new name to the show. This is Sheepish, who I must admit I don't know anything about. I believe they're from London. Just released a double A side single. This is One Side. This is called Loving You.
Chasing.
You're listening to Under the Radar on Phoenix FM, and that was brand new from Lexi Carroll and Evelyn. And here is another track from the forthcoming Lemon Twigs album. They've released a fair few of these now on singles. The album is not out until May, but here is the title track, A Dream Is All I Know.
All I have to show for my
That was Dehd, D-E-H-D, from Chicago, and that's Light On. That's going to be on their new album, Poetry, which is out on May the 10th, and they're also going to be playing over here in the UK around that time. Now we've got the new one from Manchester's Say to Play, and this is called Only You.
They say love is all you need, a hallelujah, holy dream. But I cried so loud last night that I woke my dog. Am I a fraud? Am I fake? Am I just something that you can replace? Maybe inside voice, don't you see I'm trying to talk to God?
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
All to blame.
To the show there, that's Coco and the Lost from Brighton and Communicator. And there's a gig this week in London if you're around on Thursday. I think it's at the Paper Dress, I believe, in Hackney. Right, we've got the new one now from the Dream Machine. Good to have them back. This is called Frankenstein.